flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Let's get a little football in the mix, shall we? Dave, whispers, music, please. Kenny, the backup quarterback, is in because David can't talk today.
Yeah, I'll be the backup dancer. I'll save you guys from having to listen to David whisper through a blitz here.
It's Hendon Hooker. Hey.
Right. No, it's Teddy Bridgewater, actually, because he's a second string. Okay, so I'm going to read some headlines for you guys. Just want you guys' reaction from what we got going on in the world of football today. Chip Kelly, new OC in Las Vegas. He is now the highest paid assistant coach in the NFL, $6 million per year.
It's dumb. Truthfully, it's totally stupid.
I mean, the Raiders?
Yes, it's ridiculous. If you're Chip Kelly, you take it all day, every day. But Chip Kelly flamed out in the NFL. He was good for about 8 weeks. Now you've made him a higher paid assistant coach than accomplished people like Vic Fangio. Think of the play called, like, Cliff Kingsbury. Mm-hmm. It is jaw-dropping to me. Oh, by the way, is Chip Kelly a genius, or did Ohio State spend $32 million to win a natty? My dog could have called plays for OSU. So I think it's ridiculous.
You see Jeremiah? Throw him the ball.
Yeah.
Here's what I think it's – I saw this coming because Chip Kelly, I'll give him credit, realized, I don't want to be a head coach, but I love football.
Right.
I don't like kissing babies and shaking hands. And I just want to make plays, call plays, do that.
Yeah.
And no NFL team was going to do it. So he goes to college. He maximizes at Ohio State. Yes. Did they have a ton of players? They did. But guess what happens in the NFL, Mike? You bring in a lot of free agents and you have a lot of weapons. Like, let's say he was here for the Lions. He would have a lot of weapons at his disposal.
But he ain't with the Lions.
But he knows. But I'm saying, if he gets with the Raiders and with I was going to say Dick Vermeil, Pete Carroll.
They're the same. They're both ancient.
Right. It allows him to just focus on this. And I think if you're the Raiders, it's a long-term investment because you know he's not trying to bail. I don't think he ever wants to be a head coach again.
No, he doesn't.
He's going to be our coordinator. So if we can work out a system, it's going to be a system that lasts for years.
I'm getting major John Elway vibes from Tom Brady. That's all I'll tell you. Just because you were a great quarterback doesn't make you a great front office executive. Wow. So far, I'm getting some serious Elway vibes from TB12.
That's a great comp right there.
Up next, Paxton Lynch.
You know what? This is why you're the marquee. Dick Vermeil, that's right. But you actually brought up something.
No, I honestly, you know, we did a topic pre-show that featured Dick Vermeil. We're not doing that right now. We'll move forward. That'll be at a later date. Go ahead.
Actually, David has something to say about this.
Yes, David.
They don't have a QB in Las Vegas.
What the hell is that?
I think he AI-generated Snoop Dogg on his phone.
Perfect.
Okay, you know what? You got to do that from here on out for the rest of the show.
Digital hatchet.
Okay, so the next one here, the NFL. I mean, speaking of dumb, the NFL is headed to Australia.
Yeah.
According to the Herald Sun, the Melbourne Cricket Ground will host 3 NFL games beginning in 2026. Looks like Rams and Eagles.
Don't need it. Don't want it. Don't care about it. I think it's stupid. If I were one of these team owners, I would raise hell.
Well, the Eagles did. The Eagles said, we'll play in the game, but it's not going to be our home game. We'll travel, make it somebody else's, and we'll do it. If you're going to say it's going to be our game, you can forget about it. We went to Brazil, and we gained nothing from this. So,
go to the team that has no fan base.
Right.
Got it.
Like the Jags. Is it really a big deal if they play games in England? No. Now, here's the other problem that you're going to have locally. You may end up in one of these games. The Lions haven't been overseas in a long time.
Last time they were was?
Was it 14?
The week that old Decorum got fired.
You're right.
They went and got crushed by KC, right?
You're right.
And then pass back and forth kind of thing got clipped.
So I'm the Lions are now. The other problem is you're doing this, but you're not even setting yourself up with the fans correctly, because you're going to release the schedule and you're going to give your fans roughly 3 months to plan an Australian vacation. If let's just say the Lions were one of the teams, and you know how the Lions take over. Congratulations, you got 3 months to get your plans together to go visit Australia.
Just move on. I hate the whole thing. I hate the whole concept of it.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Dumb headlines right in a row for you guys.
Oh, perfect.
The third one is, I was scrolling through socials today and I read this. Ravens GM says team uses Madden ratings and model to evaluate players. What in the hell does
that
mean?
No, not the Woody Johnson.
Yes, exactly.
Are you kidding me? All right, so how is this real? We did a story, I don't know, a month ago when there was this Woody Johnson expose, Jets. They vetoed the Jerry Jeudy trade because... He didn't think his Madden rating was high enough.
The Sun.
Right. That's a real story, by the way. But the Ravens and Eric DaCosta, who were one of the best organizations in football, they admitted publicly they use Madden ratings?
Yes.
As a part of their process?
Yes. At Super Bowl Radio Row Media Day, he said
that,
yes.
I treat this like UFOs. Not real. I can't. I don't accept this. I don't accept it.
See, here's the thing. We made fun of the Jets, but... kind of think this is real because...
How could this be real?
Because as a GM, you're trying to gather any information you can.
Madden. And look, Madden.
Because Madden...
Madden.
Madden takes a ton of time in their research.
They're nerds. Do you know how I know this?
Right!
I know people in the building.
Exactly.
They're nerds.
Exactly. But... nerds rule the world.
Guys who are doing ratings down there are wearing Batman t-shirts.
And guess what?
Nerds.
Mike. And the nerds are doing all the dirty work for you. They're doing stuff that, you know what? Oh, you already did this?
Okay.
Oh, you ran this.
Here's my deal. You might be right about everything you're saying. I want to state publicly, I am choosing to live in an alternate reality. That seems to be popular for a lot of people on a lot of topics these days. I'm creating my own bubble.
So
this isn't real.
So your pronouns are now not here?
That's it. Not here. Not Earth. Not, and I just.
You identify as not here.
Okay. I refuse to acknowledge that I live in this world. That's all I'm telling you. This story cannot be real because I refuse to accept it.
I mean, is it that far off when you think about Jaden Daniels and the virtual reality?
Yes, it is. They're men, not machines. You can't assign a number to somebody's ability. A video game is one thing. Real life warfare for billions of dollars? Come on. You know what? Next.
You should assign ratings to people that work here based on like a man.
No. But here, let me help you. Everyone here gets about a 50 OVR.
Isn't this the next
limited dev traits?
Isn't this the next evolution of analytics?
No, it's a video game.
Printer on the ground, 50 overall.
.38 speed.
All right, next one here. Miles Garrett, this is a warning to Lions fans. Miles Garrett was making his rounds on Radio Row yesterday and was asked about the Commanders. He said he would go to the Commanders. He also got an offer or a pitch from the Eagles as well.
Yeah, listen, he's asked questions. The one thing he said that I want to point towards Rico, he talked about wherever I go, you got to have a great quarterback. It's not about having a great defense as much. You got to have that guy. And I went, man, it's almost like Rico has an earpiece in Miles Garrett's ear. Like, is Goff good enough that Miles Garrett would consider it?
No.
Oh, my God.
He's not.
I don't want to live in that world either.
Okay, not. Or here.
Damn. No. Does it give you trepidation about Detroit's chances?
Yes. If it's based on a quarterback, and I know Detroiters don't want to hear this because, you know, Jared Goff, though I haven't heard that being chanted in a few weeks. No, because if you were on a playground and you had your choice between a lot of quarterbacks, Jared Goff wouldn't be one of the first selections. And you look at, I mean, you look at Jaden Daniels, that doesn't look like that's going to be a flash in the pan. He's doing this with no weapons. Imagine if Goff and Daniels switched teams. Oh, my goodness.
Here's my one argument. Lions have a top five offense. Commanders don't.
Mm-hmm.
And if I add Miles Garrett, Miles, let me ask you a question. Who's the opposite end who's going to draw some double teams in Washington? Oh, wait, Homer Simpson. Come here, it's Aiden Hutchinson. Let's be legendary.
It is, but it's the thing. What he's telling you is what I've in the NFL circle. Like, Goff is a good quarterback. He's not looked at as elite. He's not looked at as great.
But he's several steps from being a game manager. Is that fair? Oh God.
No.
Oh God.
No. And here's why: game manager is not a four-letter word. Jared Goff as a game manager, win 15 games. Jared Goff as playmaker, lose 3 games.
That's fair. Next.
And that is in football today.
Thank you, AI generated.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.